The father's dead, the trail goes cold, and the mystery lingers on, said Ludovico de Luigi with a chuckle. It's all about money, as usual. Not love, money. The perfect ending for Venice. De Luigi was sitting in his ground floor studio in front of an unfinished painting of a jeweled dress floating against a barren landscape as if it were being worn by an invisible woman. I'm painting a portrait of Peggy Guggenheim's self-esteem, he said. It's the gold evening gown she was wearing in the famous photograph Man Ray took of her in the 1920s. It's a Poiret dress. The photograph had appeared on the dust jacket of Peggy Guggenheim's autobiography, Out of This Century, which De Luigi had tacked to the side of his easel. Why a perfect ending? I asked. Things are left hanging. Yes, but this sort of ending Venice can live with, happily, and forever. He daubed gold paint on the canvas. Look what the story offers, a great fire, a cultural calamity, the spectacle of public officials blaming each other, an unseemly rush for the money to rebuild the theater, the satisfaction of a trial with guilty verdicts and jail sentences, the pride of the Fenice's rebirth, and, he lifted his brush and looked up, an unsolved mystery. Money secretly changing hands, unnamed culprits hiding in the shadows. It stimulates the imagination, gives people the freedom to make up any scenario they want. What more could you ask?